Good evening, councilors, and thank you to everybody who's turned out in support of the resolution to support inclusivity and diversity here in Rockland. I wrote a letter to the councilors and wanted to add a few things. This is something that affects me personally. I live and work here in Rockland, have a practice here, and love Rockland, and want to see it thrive, and the ability for us to work as a community keep increasing. The main thing is, people have fears about this affecting us economically, and I think it's only going to enhance our position, not only in tourism, but attracting all kinds of people to town, and by strengthening our schools. What I touch upon in my letter is that when any kind of bullying goes on, everybody feels unsafe, and learning doesn't happen in that environment. And our schools and education is how we're going to come up, how we're going to keep growing Rockland. There was a mention about there were fears. There are all kinds of fears associated with this. And someone touched upon the possibility that federal or state funding might be withheld from the state. And these are just threats. There are many other cities that have become sanctuary cities. If these threats would end up in court, we're not alone in doing this. And as you see, there's a huge groundswell of support for this. You're not going to be left alone fighting this off. The bigotry that is behind these threats. So thank you so much for opening this up to all of us, and I hope you support the resolution as it was written originally.
Thank you. And I missed your name and address.
Abby Morrison, 20 Mill Street.
Thank you, Abby.
Was our unique and beautiful lighthouse. For those of you unfamiliar with the general history of lighthouses, suffice it to say they're built to keep people safe. Our democracy, likewise, is built by the people in order to keep people safe. Democracy cannot work without action, which is why I'm speaking tonight about the resolution for diversity. I'm speaking in support of it in its original terms. Our laws are sealed as words, and made real as actions. And now is not a time in global politics when lip service is going to keep us safe. The resolution I initially saw speaks directly about action issues of social diversity and environmental protection, and concludes with a bold summation that reads, "Now, therefore, be it hereby resolved by the City Council as follows, that Rockland will continue to stand as a beacon of diversity and democracy, furthering the project of liberty and justice for all." This is a very empowering edict. This wording suggests that we are already empowered and perpetuating a social safety and acceptance and an ecological stewardship in our town. I have also seen a severely edited version of the resolution, which negates by omission climate change as a reality and waters down wording about a variety of diversity topics. I find these edits inexcusable, if not disgusting. I dismiss this version as it dismisses the validity of the issues in need of resolution. But noting those edits to this resolution is equivalent to voting against it. What strikes me in the latest version I've seen up for consideration is the conclusion that Rockland, Maine intends to stand as a beacon of diversity and democracy, furthering the project of liberty and justice for all. Now, it's one word that I'm asking you to pay attention to. Do you hear what's lost in the rewording? What's lost is the concept of resolve. This wording disenfranchises our existing power, weakening our current stronghold to intention. I'm not here tonight to speak to those who would sign on to a limited version of this resolve. I find that action unacceptable. I'm here to speak to the change makers, to the members of this community who know that we the people are the power in our democracy and that our voices will be heard. We will speak clearly and we will not intend to make a statement only to be hushed. A resolution, by definition, is a decisive action. Let us not lose sight of that. Let us not be placated by diluted conversation, dim intention, or mincing of words. Let us decide as a community to take bright and shining, unmistakable action, to take on the responsibility of the project, to make democracy work by speaking up and speaking out audibly, visibly, with our actions, not just our words. This resolution must be inclusive, it must be decisive, and it must be beamingly noticeable to all passing ships in order to keep people safe. If we want to speak of beacons, let's be beacons. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines beacon as a signal fire commonly on a hill, tower, or pole, a lighthouse or other signal for guidance, a radio transmitter emitting signals to guide aircraft, and a source of light or inspiration. Let's take pride in what our lighthouse stands for in Rockland, pride in our community. Let's be resolved. Let's boldly, openly, and obviously represent Rockland, Maine as a place where people, all people, are treated like human beings, where we take care to ensure that our idyllic seaside village has a future in a changing climate. Let us be that lighthouse in no uncertain terms. Let us ensure civil liberty, and let us keep all people safe. It was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King who said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Thank you.
Folks, once again, can you try to get through this? And just so you know, Amelia was number 10 out of 30. Jesse.
Greetings, Council. Jesse Watson. I live over on the West Meadow Road. And I'm not here to talk about the resolution, although I support diversity and inclusion, although it might be challenging at times. I think it's good for our evolution and so on. I wanted to follow up with an email that I sent just to follow up from the resolution that Councillor Acker sponsored last month about the food sovereignty ordinance and asked for a volunteer to come forward to talk to the state legislature. They're scheduling hearings for LD 725 coming up, and I just wanted to express my interest in the process for pursuing that volunteer position. I would be happy to serve in that capacity if council would have me. Thanks very much.
Thank you.